SFM, jou streek, jou frekwensie, jou musiek.
Kus tot Kruin, jou weeklikse blik op die omgewing, word met trots geborg deur Sandpiper Cottages, Bochum's Bay, want hier gee ons om vir jou en vir die omgewing.
Good morning, it's your Thursday morning favorite program and my favorite program, I hope yours as well, on Kus tot Kruin on SFM streek radio 90.1 and 104.1 FM. This morning we are going to have a very interesting discussion or two with a girl that has been here on the radio before and that's going to be on the radio again. She's from the Earth Legacy Foundation and her name is Esther Jacobs. Good morning, Esther.
Good morning, Fred.
We are going to go on to Esther's conversation with Esther now. All I want to talk about before we go on that is just to inform you about the little rhino that was caught by hyena not so long ago, about a month or two ago. It was ravished by some hyenas. It's a pack of hyenas. And it was 3 weeks old, and it was actually crunched and chewed, and the legs were bitten, and it was almost killed, but it was saved by one of the wildlife sanctuary people, and they looked after it, and it is on the way to recovery. So little Hercules, they call it Hercules because it was so tough. Esther, what are we going to talk about this morning?
The turtles. The sea turtles.
Turtles and what else?
We can go into a little bit about the seals as well, yeah. But we want to talk about the turtles and what to do if you find a stranded turtles.
Can you start? We're going to just start the conversation, then we're going to have some music, and then we are going to go on to...
Of course.
Righto. Where do turtles come from? I mean, where are these turtles that come here?
So at the moment, we're looking at adult turtle stranding season. So all along our coastline, we're seeing turtles stranding sort of sporadically. We're not sure exactly why they strand specifically at this sort of time of year. But if you do find a stranded turtle on the beach, it's not there because it's sunbathing. It's there because it's in trouble.
Yeah, your instinct is to put it back into the water because it comes out of the water. Is that right? That's one's instinctive reaction, and that's also a humane reaction. But it is actually inhumane to do that.
That's right, yeah. I mean, it is, of course. You think, oh, let's help this poor turtle get back into the ocean. However, if it's landed on the beach, it's usually because it's too weak to return to the sea. And there's like a number of reasons that it's on that beach. One of the biggest causes at the moment is plastic pollution. So they've swallowed some plastic because there's so much of it in our oceans. Actually, 170 trillion pieces, that's the new estimate. So these turtles are obviously swallowing a lot of plastic, and then sometimes it can block their digestive tracts, and that'll either stop them from eating more or give them an infection.
Righto, we'll go on to the fate of the turtles just after the music.
Jy, ja jy, nou dat ons jou aandag het, vertel jou vriende van SFM en ondersteun plaaslik. SFM, maak elke dag 'n goed vol dag. SFM.
We're having a fascinating talk with Esther Jacobs from the Earth Legacy Foundation. Esther is a Scottish girl that came here many years ago, and once she fell in love with Mossel Bay, she didn't go away, and she's looking after our marine life big time. Now, Esther, I'm walking along the beach and there's a little turtle there, and I say, oh, shame, what's that turtle doing? It came out to sea. I want to put it back into the sea. What do you do when you get a turtle like that?
Well, definitely do not return it to the ocean. That's the most crucial advice I can give you. That turtle is in trouble if it's on the beach.
But why not? Why not?
And because it needs help. So in some form or another, it'll need help. So what you really need to do is first off, contact the Turtle Rescue Hotline. There's a hotline dedicated to this, which I'll tell you now, which is 083 1663, and that is run by the Two Oceans Aquarium Foundation. So they're very equipped to deal with this. They'll give you advice, but obviously if the turtle is in harm's way for any reason, then you might need to move it to safety, which is okay. But just remember, a turtle's carapace is attached to its body. Never lift it by the shell, the carapace. Lift it from underneath. If it's an adult one, it can be a bit heavy, so you might need a bit of help with that, but only move it if it is in harm's way. You can also, locally in Mossel Bay, contact the SMART team. They're also amazing, all equipped. I'm part of the SMART team. I'm sure a lot of you know their number, but save it to your phone. It's 072-227-4715.
Can we repeat those two numbers just now before
Absolutely. Yeah. But if you are asked to sort of keep the turtle for somebody to come and collect it, then you must put it in a container if it's a small turtle on a dry towel. Never keep that turtle wet as well. It must be kept dry.
Don't keep it in water.
Don't keep it in water. Don't keep it on anything wet. And just avoid stress. Don't have your dogs and children play with it or try and pick it up or anything like that.
Yeah, I've had people bringing turtles to me. Once somebody brought it, and I told the story before, brought it to me in a box with some lettuce leaves in it because it's a turtle, so it's got to eat lettuce. You know, that's not the right thing to do. Don't try and feed it. That's one thing. What happens if there are barnacles on it, for instance? Can we go over into the next session just after the music, and then you can just tell us what you actually do with that turtle from that point on, and what happens to it then?
Of course.
Thank you. Esther, we're talking to Esther Jacobs on turtles, sea turtles washing up. This time of the year they wash up, and also later in the year from time to time they do. The little ones wash up certain times of the year, and then, of course, any other time any turtle can wash up. Now, what happens to that turtle once I've picked it up, I've reported it to SMART or to yourselves or to the Turtle Foundation? What happens to that turtle then?
Well, at this time of year, it will usually be an adult. That is obviously, like I say, will be in trouble if it's landed on the beach. So when you phone the Turtle Rescue Hotline or SMART, they should advise you on what will happen next. But most likely one of us will come and fetch that turtle from you, where it will go to our local wildlife vet, Dr. Franz, who would obviously treat the animal. If it has barnacles or any sort of growth on it, leave it. Please leave it, especially when it comes to the hatchlings that wash up from about March time, because they have such soft carapaces, you can actually damage them by trying to remove it yourself. So let the experts do that. I don't even try and remove it from the turtles. I leave it to the vets. And then from there, it will be transported most likely to Two Oceans Aquarium that have the hospital there run by the foundation. And then sometimes when they are over capacity, it will go to Bay World down in PE.
I think if I remember correctly, I've seen a figure of some 600 turtles were saved this year just on our coast between Plettenberg Bay and Cape Town.
Yes, so many hatchlings this year. Not entirely sure why that was, but this is why it's best to be on the lookout and to know never to put a hatchling back in the water as well.
Yeah, because the turtles wash up also, I believe, as a result of cold water streams. That's one thing. And then you said plastic pollution?
Yes, especially with the turtles. Like the hatchlings stay at the surface, and there's a lot of surface microplastics. So most of the turtles that washed up this year were pooping out pieces of plastic.
Yeah, and once plastic's in you, you know, it doesn't all go out.
I know, even in us humans.
Even in the humans, yeah. Esther, please give us those two numbers that people can phone once they pick up turtles. SMART's number and also the number of the Turtle Rescue Foundation.
Okay, so the Turtle Rescue Hotline run by Two Oceans Aquarium Foundation is 083-300-1663. And the SMART number is 072-227-4715.
Esther Jacobs, thank you so much for your inputs. Now, we are going to have a talk later this month again about probably the same subject, because then more of the people from upcountry are coming on holiday, and also we're going to talk about fishing gear and ghost fishing as a subject. But thank you very much for coming in this morning. I'm just going to end our program after the music with one or two interesting snippets from the environment.
Chat to you soon.
Word deel van ons Facebookblad vandag nog, facebook.com/sfmstreek.
You know, I don't normally talk about Black Friday, but today I want to talk about Black Friday and Christmas. That's all. These 2 days are buying days. Now, why I'm mentioning this morning is that I watched a program on Netflix recently called Buy Now. And that is what it refers to is how easily we buy. Now, what has buying got to do with the environment? It actually has a lot to do with the environment, because people nowadays buy things, and when it's broken, they throw it away. So the more you buy, the more you're going to throw away, because no products are really made to last. And this is one of the biggest problems of pollution on our planet is things are not recycled or fixed anymore. They are made and thrown away. And that every piece that's thrown away gets into the environment somehow. Either it goes into a dump or it just gets chucked away. Now, tomorrow is Black Friday. We're going to buy many things that what we don't really need, but we buy it because it's cheap. And the same with Christmas. We buy a lot of presents, but how many of those presents actually last before they are destroyed or just thrown away? And everything that's destroyed has to go somewhere. Let us just be very careful of that. It's so easy to sit on a computer also just to order things online and it gets delivered. Do you really need it? But it's easy to get, so we don't really need it, but we buy it because it's easy to get and it sounds cheap. Okay, that contributes to the environment, to the detriment of the environment, let's put it that way. Esther, tell me, there is a beach cleanup again this weekend by Donna Bay Conservancy, and that is at 8:30 in the morning, and people must get together on Second Beach in Donna Bay. What should people look out for, just as a teaser for our program later in the month, what should people look out for when they go to the beach, and what should they not do? What should fishermen, for instance, not do?
Fishermen should never put their trimmings into the ocean. They should clean up after themselves. Even those tiny pieces of line are like quite detrimental to the marine life.
People just, fishermen, I've got the habit of just stripping it off and just leaving it on the beach, number one, with a hook on it. Uh-huh. And on that hook, there's some bait. And then a seagull comes past, picks it up, and gets entangled in that. Is that one of the problems?
Yes. You should see the number of birds that have ended up at SAPREC, the Seabird and Penguin Rehabilitation Centre, that have been hooked either in the foot or in the mouth because they've obviously tried to eat that bait.
Yeah, our appeal this morning between Esther, myself, and the SFM radio is to please people, those of you that live here, or those of us that live here, it is an environment that is not understood really by people that visit here sporadically, and also people don't really care because they come here to enjoy themselves. So please, if your guests come and you see them doing something that is not right as far as the environment is concerned, please do something about it in a nice way.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Esther, and thank you, SFM, again for a nice program.
Thank you.
Hierdie program was vir jou gebring deur Sandpiper Cottages in Bochoms Bay, weggesteek in 'n ongerepte baai in Bavaria, off the beaten track, slegs 30 km vanaf Mosselbaai. Kontak Sandpiper Cottages via hulle webwerf sandpiper.co.za of per WhatsApp 081-071-6735.
Adverteer jou besigheid vandag nog op SFM. Vir meer inligting skakel SFM gerus by 044-801-7811.